speaks to you.
FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Make me wanna hang my head down and
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
From the start, every time that I look at you, someday when you're free, memories will remind you that our love was meant to be. But late at night when you call my name, the only sound you'll hear is the sound of your voice calling.
CFW.
It was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on, like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. Say is the undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as they shiver out through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me.
huh?
Yeah, we heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
Somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. 'Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy sh- no makeup on. That's my sugar.
Someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW. '90s and more.
105.7
swing. 1, 2, 3,
D's on the back up. Drug free, so put the crack up. No need for speed, I'm anti D-R-U-G-G-I-E. My body is healthy, my rhymes make me wealthy, and my funky bunch helps me to bring you a show with no intoxication. So come on, feel my vibration.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
Around that's designed to make it behind you. It's what I'm inclined to. Pure hip hop, no sellout. If you ain't in it to win it, the
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Yeah.
stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
New sponsored by Peck Farms. Looking to make cash by renting out farmland? Contact Mark Peck at markpeck302@gmail.com, where great farming starts with great partnerships.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for input from residents as officials continue drafting the next strategic plan for wildlife management. The strategic plan would help the Department of Natural Resources determine where they should be focusing their efforts and what residents want to see when it comes to wildlife management over the next few years. Public input can be submitted online through the DNR's Wildlife Management Strategic Plan Updates webpage. Comments will be accepted until February 28th. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call have announced Wisconsin has joined another lawsuit against the Trump administration. In a press release, Governor Evers and Attorney General Call announced the state will join a coalition of 21 other states in the legal challenge. The lawsuit accuses the Trump administration, Department of Health and Human Services, and the National Institutes of Health of unlawfully cutting federal funding that supports medical and public health research. Governor Evers called the cuts unconscionable in a statement. Law enforcement authorities say the driver of the minivan that crashed into Prevail Bank on Fairfax Street in Eau Claire on Friday evening had suffered a medical event. According to the Eau Claire Police Department, an investigation into the crash revealed that the driver did not show any signs of intoxication or impairment at the time of the crash. They did not specify what the medical event that led to the crash was. Authorities also said the driver was not injured as a result of the crash, but did need to be removed from the vehicle by emergency personnel. As Eau Claire officials work to increase the affordable housing stock in the area, a temporary transit center could become a future option. City officials say the site's proximity to local public transit options and the downtown area makes it a promising candidate to have costs subsidized through the low-income housing tax credit program. They also say any plans for affordable housing at the site would be a long-term goal, and for now the plan is to convert it into additional parking after the new transit center opens in the coming months. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be cloudy with light snow likely, especially from late this morning through this afternoon. We may get an inch by the time everything winds down here this evening. Our high today, 11. Tonight, down to 6 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 6 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
CFW.
7 CFW. We'll be right back. Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
Kissing like a bandit, stealing time underneath the sycamore tree. Cupid by the arson, Valentine's to my sweet lover and maid. Slowly but surely, your appetite is more than I knew. Sweetly, softly, I'm falling in love with you. Wish me love, for wishing well, to kiss and tell. Oh, wishing well, a butterfly tape. Wish me love, for wishing well, to kiss and tell. Oh, wishing well, a crocodile she'd say. Say I wanna be.